Welcome to Tony's Take Podcast.
Welcome to the Tony's Take Podcast, episode 370. I'm Sean, and joined with me, we have Off-Road Andy.
Hello.
And Tony Katz.
Hello.
What is so funny?
It was, I don't know, the way he said hello.
All right, yeah, his delivery.
He even kind of, you know, he already had a beer when I got here, so I'm a little worried.
Was it his first? Was it his second?
Half a beer.
Oh, well, who's counting? Well, thank you for tuning in. Hit that subscribe button, share with a friend, and check out our sports podcast right after this. Got a lot of stuff to get to today. Some good stuff, some bad stuff, but we're going to start off with... So Tony went to a show last weekend, and I think I kind of teased that I was considering going to a show this following weekend, the one that just happened, and I ended up going. I was basing it off of if it was going to rain that evening because I could walk to the venue. And if it was going to rain in the evening, I wasn't going to go. And it was not supposed to rain, so I decided to book a ticket. And I went and saw a Beatles tribute band. And top notch, I saw the Fab Four, they're called. There's, you know, dozens of these tribute bands all over the place. They've been performing at the Grove for 24 years, and they've played all over the world as the Beatles.
Is that where you saw them, the Grove?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, nice. I've been there a couple times.
It's a nice small venue. Andy and I saw Flogging Molly there in September. So yeah, this is the second time I've gone there.
It's big this for was a concert venue, like a club.
It's big?
Yeah, for like, it's bigger than like places in Hollywood and stuff.
Oh,
it's not, yeah. It's smaller than a stadium.
It's not Staples Center or something. This time it was seats. It's not, it was standing when you and I went, Andy, but this was seated. So I was pretty far back, but a fairly sold out show. There was like five seats left when I went in the morning to buy a ticket. But the Paul McCartney guy, you wouldn't be able to tell the difference between his voice and the actual guy, which I thought was insane.
Don't tell that to my uncles. Yeah. They already got their conspiracies about Paul McCartney.
So
you don't know what the real Paul McCartney actually sounded like.
That is true. Yeah. Was always fun. No, I love seeing live music. And you know, it was really cool, Andy. Remember how we Flogging Molly, my watch was going off saying like, it's too loud where you are, get the hell out now, seek shelter. It was doing that 90 times for the Flogging Molly show. It went off once, and it was while I was leaving. Wonderful volume. I'm a 70-year-old man, I think is what it is. It was marvelous. The show was done by 10:30. They went on at 8:30. It was terrific. I didn't enjoy paying $20 for a beer, but...
Well, that's, that's how it works.
Yeah, but very, very good show there. I would go back. I see they have a Pink Floyd, you know, cover coming soon. I don't know when, but it's a bunch of cover bands that play here, which I guess makes sense.
And then they have like Ancient Aliens live event or something.
Yes, they do. They had another, you know, they're coming back in August or whatever. And it's like, what is the crowd like for that thing? That can't be that's got to be a lot of RVs and you know, Winnebago's pulling up, a bunch of Randy Quaid looking people. I don't know. All right. Well, that was my show. Let's talk about, we can't seem to get off of Home Improvement. Andy, the reboot. I don't know. Do you think it could be the kind of thing? So Jill is saying, the mom, Patricia Richardson, I think is her name, is saying, you know, it'd be weird to do a reboot of the show. My oldest son is a felon now. Mark doesn't act, and Randy doesn't really want to act. He wants to write and direct still. Do you think this is all one of those things of like, well, let's talk about it. Let's see where the people are. Let's put some feelers out. And if they're in, I'm actually
I think
board.
There's no way the older son could be in it. I've actually seen a video of him like in the back of cop cars and stuff. And he looks just strung out. Like no chance with him being in it.
What if it's like a rehab show with they get Dr. Drew in and like, we're doing an intervention.
Well, isn't that what they said? That one, Robert Downey Jr. movie was basically about his real life when he was like a drug addict in the 80s or something.
What movie was that? We talked about that not long ago.
I've seen it, but I gotta find it.
The movie Due Date.
No, Andy.
Was real life. I don't know.
But yeah, I'm going to guess this is not going to happen. But I don't know. What do you think, Andy?
I think what should happen, and now there's, you know, there's so much talk of this stuff, is there's no reason you can't do something different, and you can still get everyone back together that wants to be involved. And if Jonathan Taylor Thomas wants to direct, you know, give him a $1 million budget for a Netflix movie, and they can, Tim Allen and Patricia Richardson could do something else. They're an old couple, you know, who cares? But Netflix puts out so much shit like that, that just do that. Like, they'll get like at least 14 people to watch that.
Yeah. So, well, you I would imagine Richard Karn would come back, Al Borland. You're not going to get Earl Hinman, Wilson, because he passed away.
There's like, I don't, 1,000 stand-up comics that are like 27 years old that will take any job they can get on anything.
Yeah.
You just go there and do that.
The movie was less than zero.
That's
right.
The
80s?
No, before. That's what I said.
What?
I said that. I said it was back when he was like, no, but it was like, that's what they said. Is that at the time of that movie being made, it was kind of almost like his actual life, because he was having drug problems around that time.
He says he did drugs when he was 5 years old.
Well, then, I mean, but he was still on drugs then. I mean, I don't think he hasn't been sober that long.
I was thinking when he had his problems and was getting arrested and stuff, that was like late 90s.
Yeah, so I think this was just like the ongoing, like he was on drugs, but it was like, now he's clean and sober. Like a lot of these Hollywood guys, I feel like.
Yeah, like Steve-O. You see that story?
Yeah, he's
today.
Clean and sober. What happened to him today?
He was supposed to go
smoke around him.
He's supposed to go on Bill Maher's podcast, and he's like, "Can you not smoke weed in front of me?" And Bill Maher's like, "No," and so he just left. He's like, "I can't be there. If you're gonna smoke, it's gonna get me." So
that's funny.
Well, yeah, we'll have to see. I do see Tim Allen is working on a show called Shifting Gears right now. So that is about him being a widower and owning a classic car garage. So
there you go. Kill the wife.
Yeah.
Don't have to worry about it.
The wife and son died in a car crash.
Yeah. probably won't happen. But yeah, you never know. Netflix and all these streaming people always need content, and they'll take anything that might come with a built-in audience.
Well, so I think it could be something like Fuller House, where it's like you got the majority of the cast, but like you're not going to have the little girls, the Olsen twins. But it's like, you know, with this, it's like maybe if they can get 3 out of the 5, that'll be good enough.
I don't think I even get 3.
I know. I mean, are they going to get her? Does she even want to do it?
What?
Does she even want to do it?
I mean, she's not doing much, right? So
I'm sure she's,
why don't
still
you just
money?
do Christmas with the Cranks too?
There you go.
And then Jamie Lee Curtis died and replace her.
Yeah, I like Christmas with the Cranks. That was a
nice
flip.
I've never seen it. I just know.
You've never seen it? No. You should watch it this holiday season.
I just know
season.
It's a Tim Allen movie.
I'd be down to watch it with you if you want this holiday season.
I know the premise is they go on a cruise, and then they have to leave the cruise to go back home for Christmas.
Yeah, it's
well,
like
they plan
they're
to
skipping
go on
Christmas,
a cruise.
Basically, yeah. To go on a cruise, but the neighborhood's all like chaotic about Christmas. Like, and it's what's-his-face, the alien guy.
Is Bell Johnson in it? By any
Dan
chance?
Aykroyd.
Dan Aykroyd, yeah. Okay. He's like the mayor of the street, pretty much.
See, the problem with that movie, though, like the idea is fine. He's like, you know, we're going to save all this money. We're not going to host blah, blah, blah. But he's like, he's like, we're not putting up any of the decorations. Don't you already own those? How many, you know, it costs calories to put those.
There's labor, there's power.
Power? Come on, everything's LED. Well, maybe not 25 years ago when that movie was, but nonetheless. Like,
yeah, when did that movie come out?
That's an old movie now.
2005, yeah. 6,
I mean, and if Phil Hartman was still alive, he would just put up the decorations for him, right?
That's true.
Is that what he did in Jingle All the Way or something?
Yeah. That guy, wonder what that guy did for a living, because he always just seemed to be home.
Computers.
And, he was a very eligible bachelor.
He was like Microsoft employee number 27. He was like friends
just
with
was
Steve
living
Ballmer.
in Indianapolis or wherever they were from.
Yeah, he moved from Seattle back to where he's from.
Yeah, maybe. All right, well, let's move on. We had a couple of bummers happen. John Flaherty, who was the heckler. From what
Joe
we talked about
Flaherty.
Last week. Joe, what did I say,
yes.
John?
Yeah.
Heckler from Happy Gilmore passed away in his 80s, though. So,
damn, he really was in his 80s? I guess Happy Gilmore is almost 30 years old. Yeah. So, yeah, he was in his 50s.
No, it was funny when we were talking about that, like what a Happy Gilmore sequel would be. It's like, well, you have to bring him back, right? In some way. And, well, no, not anymore. Well,
now you'd have to have like a son.
Yeah.
Same with Chubbs, like a son.
Yeah.
Michael B. Jordan or something.
Yeah.
I mean, that is, he's already played his son before, so that makes sense.
There you go.
This guy was in everything, like just always popped up and stuff.
I honestly never knew he was like a big time comedian and stuff. I just thought he was a random
SCTV was super influential. Like he's, I don't want to say he's not one of the bigger names, but like John Candy, Rick Moranis, Eugene Levy all came from there. It was Canadian SNL basically.
He's also in Back to the Future, the Western Union.
Yeah. Book. And that like scene is in a, there's a parody of it in a commercial with JJ Watt. I don't know if you've seen that, Tony, where like the guy like delivers him the package there. He's like, are you from the future or whatever? I don't even know. But, yeah, just a million little things. I saw that Joel Murray posted a little picture of, One Crazy Summer, you know, that he was in. So just
who
a million.
Is he in One Crazy Summer?
So he was the general. So.
Oh, that's right. The Cub Scouts kid guy or the coach, right?
So just that's the kind of career he had just popped up in every comedy. Just like, hey, we need someone for this 2-minute role. And then, yeah, and he was in Freaks and Geeks, a more substantial role, and he was always hilarious. Just the no nonsense dad from the 50s, you know, in the changing times. So yeah, a lot of people posted stuff today saying like, just he was the nicest guy. Just one of those guys never got famous enough to be like an asshole. So was just always amazing to work with.
Yeah.
So yeah, just RIP. Mm-hmm. 82 years old. It's a good life.
Yeah. And famous for you suck, you jackass.
Yeah. I mean, there's no more Sizzlers anymore, so I guess it's only right.
Well, he says, I just watched today, he says the Red Lobster.
Red Lobster.
Yeah.
Come on.
I think he says both. Or no?
I know for sure he says Red Lobster.
I know he says Red Lobster. Yeah, I agree with Tony on that.
He does both.
Yeah, that's just...
Because he goes to different tournaments, so he's like...
That's true, actually.
There's Red Lobster by this golf course.
I think the Red Lobster one, I think, is the fame, like the more line people like because it's when he like... asks Shooter McGavin right away when he gives him the money, and then he's like, well, if you change your mind, I'll be at the Red Lobster. Yeah.
God bless.
I wonder if he posted anything today. I don't know. I'm sure he did. I know Adam Sandler did. I follow him on Instagram. He doesn't follow me. He doesn't know who I am.
Not yet.
If I was playing pickup ball in Rucker Park or something, I'm sure I could run into him.
Yeah.
He openly likes to play pickup ball out there in the city. Is he ever in LA or does he just live out in New York? Anybody know?
This guy has like $1 billion. I'm sure he has a house here.
Yeah, but I'm saying like, where is he like, but how often is he out here? Like, is he in New York like 9 out of the 12 months?
He's probably in Hawaii.
That's true. Filming all those killer ships too, or whatever the movie's called, where they're fucking him and Jennifer Aniston are spies.
Did you just call them killer ships too?
Yeah, I don't know. I just know they're on a ship each
time.
Coming
this fall to Netflix.
What? Oh, yeah. Murder mystery.
Because they've made two of them, right?
Oh, shit. Okay. We got a semi-emergency here.
Andy's other half Andy's of the beer explode.
Yeah, why do they? I'm starting to think it's got to be something like Andy's fridge.
Well, they're always turned sideways, too.
No, that's probably what it is.
But I usually let them sit for a while.
I'm just visioning this thing's just going to blow up.
Was that a mic?
Yeah, I was just going to say, how did that sound? You get that, Sean?
Oh, God.
Maybe a
tiny
dip.
I don't know what to do. I'm nervous if I
let it fizz out. Eventually, all that gas will get out there. You'll be fine, I think. Might just have to drink it like that. Now,
I do want to go back to killer ships because that is a pretty terrible guess because I am picturing like a horror movie about a sentient ship that's just killing people.
Killer ships.
Yeah, Adam Sandler. It sounds like Sharknado meets like
the Piranha one.
Ghost ship or something.
Yeah, ghost ship. There you go.
All right. Well, there was another death. Andy, you want to tell us more?
Yeah, this was, I don't want to say sadder because everything's sad, but this is a much younger person here. A young actor named Chance Perdomo, who was one of the lead characters on Gen V, the spinoff of The Boys on Amazon. And so that's like, you hate to be like, go straight to be like, well, how does this affect a TV show I like? But that's like, obviously where I thought is like, I think they're making season two of this. And apparently they were ready to shoot season two this month. And that obviously is canceled because, I mean, what do you do when one of your lead characters is no longer here? And yeah, it's sad story, motorcycle crash. He was the only person involved, so wasn't with another vehicle. Don't ride motorcycles. Like,
yeah.
And if you're going to do it, make it a hobby, be very safe. I just would never use it as a form of transportation.
Also, I just looked him up, 27 years old, so he falls into that 27 club.
Right, yeah.
But a neighbor, not really a friend of mine, but a friend of friends. But I knew who he was. It was a friend of ours, neighbor, and the day there was those fires in Orange Park Acres, he was on his motorcycle and to go help like something out with his family, but he was over on like the somewhere near Catella and stuff and blew a stop sign or something and got taken out by a semi truck. And yeah, whoa. He was only, he would have been actually around 27, 28 also, because I think it was 27. Actually, yeah, he would have been 26 or 27 because it was around 2017. It's just crazy. Like that's how, you know, you go hop on that motorcycle and you don't realize that 20 minutes later, that's your life is going to be done. It's crazy to think.
Yeah. I mean, mm-hmm. just for everyone to think of like any time that you've gotten in even a minor accident, it's like, okay, we'll put you in a motorcycle during that minor accident. And how minor is it going to be? It's the difference there.
I don't think there's such a thing.
Yeah.
There's a minor motorcycle accident. All right. Well, yeah, too bad on short life there. Pirates is getting a reboot, and I know this has gone back and forth. Wasn't initially it going to be like a Margot Robbie was the pirate, and now that's out, right?
Yeah, so they've been trying for a while, and like, we got to do something with this franchise. It was popular. What do we do about Johnny Depp? Okay, well, Johnny Depp is now, is he in the clear? I hate to use that terminology, but whatever you want to say. He's allowed to be in things, but maybe not, and do we even really want him? Does he want to do it? And it just became this thing of everything's on hold. And now they just decided, no, it's going to be a full reboot. It's not going to be anything to do with the old movies. There's no Jack Sparrow anymore. It'll be a new story and we can just start fresh and not have to worry about it. So, this is from Jerry Bruckheimer, who obviously had a lot of success, with bringing back a franchise with Top Gun a couple of years ago. So, and you know, Bad Boys is also a Jerry Bruckheimer thing. I don't know if he's involved in the new ones anymore, but. One of the biggest producers around. So he has experience. He knows what he's doing here. And they're just decided we're just going to do something different. And I mean, I guess Disney already did this with Haunted Mansion. They did a Haunted Mansion movie and they're like, we'll do another one that has nothing to do with that one. So,
I worry. But also it's like, I'm not at the age where I was when the first one came out. You know, that was like perfect. You know, target audience for that one, what was it, like 2002 or something like that?
Yeah. And I don't think you can make that
2003.
Again. Like that movie, like I don't think anyone is expecting really much from it, but it was like, it was actually good and fun and it made sense with an adaptation of a ride. Now, whatever comes next is just going to be compared to that. So I think it'll be definitely harder.
An uphill battle for this new project.
But that doesn't mean they can't make a good movie. And pirates are cool. I like pirates.
Yep.
I mean, the Pittsburgh Pirates are undefeated.
I was just about to say, they're off to a good start. That'll be for our sports episode, which you guys will have to tune into.
Yeah, nice teaser there. Well, we'll see. I'm sure there'll be more news about this in the coming days. I also saw Top Gun 3 script is read and approved by Tom Cruise. So
it's been approved by the U.S. military. That's always a...
If Tom Cruise approves it, yeah, I think they will. They have no choice. All right. What about an HBO sitcom?
Taking the place of
Curb.
I'm excited about a new announcement for an HBO show. It does seem to be time to that one of the big stalwarts of HBO comedy, Curb Enthusiasm, is over next week, a couple weeks. I'm not sure exactly when the final episode is. But HBO has a long history of good comedies, and I feel like they've been struggling as of late, but this new one is promising to me. It's from Tim Robinson, who has a sketch show on Netflix that's great, and he worked on SNL and has done a bunch of things, but called The Chair Company, and it's about a conspiracy of some sort. I don't know too much more than that, but it's Tim Robinson, and it's the people that worked on his show, I Think You Should Leave. So, but this will be a 30-minute.
It's about a chair company?
Someone,
Tim Robinson's a weird guy, so I mean.
It said something about there's a conspiracy that he has to investigate and he works at a chair company. You know, I'm on board. I don't need to hear much.
Yeah, Tim Robinson, it's going to always be random, but it's going to always somehow be funny and work. Yeah,
so,
if you're into that kind of humor, of course.
I do feel like a lot of the sketches on that show involve like him at an office in some way. And he does something embarrassing and then yells at people. So I would think it would be in the vein of that. But yeah, that's good that HBO's still in the game. I mean, I think we all really enjoyed Silicon Valley for a few years, and then it's like, well, that's over with. I was like, you gotta keep working. You can't just.
Been seeing commercials. I don't even know what it's for. Maybe a bank or something. But remember the loud billionaire guy who had that like orange Lambo?
Yeah.
He's one of the investor guys. He's now doing this commercial, and it's like, oh boy.
Yeah.
You're supposed to be a billionaire. Like, behave like one.
He was the guy who filmed The Office. Do you remember that?
Yeah.
In the final season where he's like, I'm the cameraman the whole time. And I'm like, what? No. He wouldn't be doing this.
He filmed every episode of The Office. No one knew until that episode. Well, yeah, I'm sure if it's HBO, it should be good. We'll see. It is time for the movie draft update. Now, if you recall, we did this event Andy put together, and last we discussed, I think only a couple movies had come out.
Yeah, and so two more have now come out that were drafted. So Ghostbusters Frozen Empire and Godzilla X Kong The New Empire.
Oh, I think that was Tony's.
Both are Tony's picks. Oh, boy. So we do have an update. Well, Tony's definitely lead because he's got three movies out already.
Oh, my God.
I still have zero. Andy. But I have to say, mixed results here for Tony. Ghostbusters, 46 on Metacritic. Godzilla, 47. Not too good for this type of movie.
Did those come out this last weekend?
Godzilla this weekend and Ghostbusters the week before.
Okay.
So, now, the good news for you
is
Godzilla X Kong did very well at the box office. Made $80 million in its first weekend. It's up to 88 through 4 days.
Okay.
It's going to be a hit. And, I know I mentioned this to you before, but like, there's no big movies coming out. The next movie that comes out that any of us drafted is The Fall Guy, May 3rd. So, Godzilla's got a wide open April. There's a lot of like, there's some action movies, there's some horror movies, but no like big blockbusters coming out in the next month. So, same thing with Ghostbusters might pick up some extra business because of that as well. So,
did you happen to see the stats on the new Roadhouse? I know this doesn't count, but had it been in theaters, it wouldn't have the same numbers, but it had like 50 million eyes on that movie.
Yeah, on Amazon.
Over 2 weeks.
Yeah.
It's crazy.
Yeah, I think people like things when there's free and it seems like it shouldn't. I think that always interests people. Whereas like a movie that goes straight to streaming, that always was like straight to streaming, but you're like, oh, this could have been in theaters and it's Jake Gyllenhaal. I think people are like, yeah.
Yeah, it seemed like a real film.
Yeah. Even if it had some non-real elements, some weird CGI. But yeah, I don't know if it went to theaters, would it have made like $50 million already? I don't know. Like, I don't know what the break-even point either on those things are.
Maybe 50, but I think I saw a thing. I think Conor McGregor was like, if this was in theaters, that would have earned $750 million or something like that. I was like, yeah, well, it wasn't, and it wouldn't have gotten those numbers.
Yeah. I mean, yeah, right now, Dune Part 2 is still the biggest box office movie at $254 million now. So yeah, if you want to just look at the raw results here, Sean with just one movie has already earned $104.40.
Oh yeah.
While Tony through three movies has earned $180. So it's tough, but it does look like your picks were solid. Kung Fu Panda is actually pretty good value pick in the middle there. $154 million already. It's pretty nice.
Yeah, at least for what it's worth, Ghostbusters was my last pick.
Yeah. So Ghostbusters is expected to not make a ton of money, and I think you just kind of get punished there with the 46.
I get punished not taking Dune first when I had the number one pick. I really wish I had the number two pick. That's kind
of with Godzilla's reviews, it's one of those situations where it's like the critics were tired of this franchise, but the fans are still into it. Because it had like, I think Rotten Tomatoes audience score was like 94% or something.
So. Also, April is spring break. Maybe a lot of kids are going to go see Godzilla.
I mean, I could tell you from experience yesterday, there were kids watching Godzilla. So,
okay, very good.
I saw it in the middle of the day and I'm like, why are there kids here? And then I'm like, oh shit, spring break.
Did you take the day off, Andy?
No, I work from home. I can do what I want.
So you went to a movie?
Yeah. And I worked later.
A long lunch, maybe. Right.
Yeah. Don't worry about it.
Yeah, don't worry about
it. I'm not worried.
I've done that a few times. It's fine.
Pretty good.
It's like all these kids are in here. No Pee Wee Herman action today.
Okay, well, we can move on from that. But yeah,
best stuff right there, Tony.
The next movie that any of us drafted is The Fall Guy, which I think some good buzz coming for that movie. So
now, who has that? Is that you, Andy?
I have that. I think it was my last pick. Yeah, last pick in the draft. So Gosling, he's really hot right now. So
The Fall Guy coming out in spring.
Well, you know, Andy's taking the day off to see that in the day.
This guy loves fall. They call him The Fall Guy. Big Halloween guy.
That'd be a movie about you.
I know. That's The Fall Guy. That's Tony over there. Just waving to the neighbors with a pumpkin in my hand. It's actually funny because we were on a job walk today and these people have a deck and like the HOA code, they need to have like lights around it. And they kept delaying to do it. So finally what they did in December was they just put like big giant Christmas lights around it. Like, you know, like the original looking Christmas lights that are like just the bulb or whatever, like the cone-ish kind of I don't know how to describe it, but you know what I'm talking about.
I still have them.
And so these were just giant ones that they put around it. And it's like, okay, that works. And it's like, here we are in March and they still have them up. And then they have two pumpkins on their porch. And it's like, okay, what's going on? And then their barbecue is right in front of their front door. So it's like, okay, well, are you guys just trying to piss off the HOA?
You discovered that like portal from Nightmare Before Christmas.
Oh, yeah.
All the holidays.
Yeah.
I wonder if I have, you know, there's a balcony I can see on my walks. They have a pumpkin. They have a Christmas tree right next to each other. And the pumpkin's been there. I don't know if this thing is sprayed in some sort of like a coating or something that keeps it from rotting. It's been there since October. The tree, you know, January. I don't know. They're real.
Yeah, that's it. I know these were real also. So it's like, oh, it's kind of interesting. How do you keep them looking so good still? The weather?
That must be from McDonald's or something. Preservative pumpkin. Any more draft updates then?
No. I mean, probably not for a while.
All right, well.
We'll be getting into what we've been watching, but before we do, that portion of the pod is brought to you by our good friends at thecliplessleash.com. Head over to thecliplessleash.com and pick up the dog leash you didn't know you needed. This leash works with the dog's current collar or harness. And when you plug in promo code...
Tony.
That is...
T-O-N-Y.
You're going to get 65% off at checkout because they're friends of the pod. So head over to thecliplessleash.com and plug in promo code Tony for 65% off at checkout. It is the dog leash you've been waiting for. I have one.
I have you know, I'm trying to think because I thought I had one written down for last week and I don't have those notes with me anymore, but obviously I did have to leave last week. I don't even know if it was on the podcast or if you were able to edit it.
I don't remember. Yeah, it was there.
But I think it made on there.
Yeah, so I disappeared. And the reason why was because I did get a call from a work about working landscape supervisor. And there was a broken valve that was spitting water out of a box. So at least I had to go there for good reason. So it wasn't a waste of my time completely. Like it did have to be, the backflow did have to be shut off so that water would stop. And then we repaired it in the morning. And then it led to a very nice compliment from our property manager. She was like, oh, thank you so much. You're the best. I love working for you guys. So obviously, I sent that to this group chat I'm in with, or Slack, that I'm in with my bosses, because, you know, if I'm going to get complimented, I want to make sure they see that I'm getting complimented. And so, that there was for good reason. So, I actually did listen back to most of it. That's why I actually knew that I was almost going to text you, Sean, because I did hear when you said that you were possibly going to go to the Beatles. And obviously, I found out you did.
Oh, yeah.
So, I'll just say one, because... there's been a TV show that I've been watching with Andy that I guess I could, just so I at least have something to say.
Oh?
It's just an old TV show.
Yeah, okay.
Andy, what do you have, like 15?
No, I got not much, three theatrical releases.
Three? Jeez. Oh, wow.
Busy.
Yeah, busy spring break. Long lunch.
Well, one of you guys can get us started.
Yeah, Andy, if you want to knock out one.
Yeah, I'll start off with the holiday-themed movie I saw, Immaculate. I saw the night before Easter, so... very, very nice Christian-themed movie to watch.
Andy. Yeah.
So this is a horror movie about a nun in Italy. Sydney Sweeney becomes a nun.
She becomes a nun?
Yeah. Huh? So she does her vows or whatever and at this place, secluded convent in Italy. And, you know, it's a little spooky. Like, she doesn't really speak the language yet. She's learning, but they all speak Italian still. And she ends up pregnant, and it's like, what happened here? Is she, you know, gonna birth the reborn Jesus or something? You know, that's what the people there believe. But is that the truth? And we find out, you know, creepy stuff happens. And, you know, stuff, kind of stuff that, that Tony enjoys, like what's really going on with these people? Or is there more there? Is there a conspiracy of some sort? But it is a classic horror movie, and that's not a whole lot happens in the first hour and 10 minutes, and then it all builds up to a, you know, an explosive final 20 minutes.
An immaculate finish.
Sure. Yeah. Into some weird stuff. And
what's it rated?
R?
Oh,
what do you mean?
Well, I mean, that shows if there's more action going on if it's R.
Oh, yeah. And if this movie was more popular, there'd be people protesting it because they'd be like, this is blasphemous and stuff. You know, anytime you have things involving religion.
Oh, yeah. Whatever.
But, yeah, one of the interesting things is the director of this movie, I wasn't really familiar with who he was. He's like Sydney Sweeney's personal director because he was the creator of the Netflix show Everything Sucks that came, it was like 5 years ago or something.
Oh, that made her.
Yeah, a show set in the 90s. That was the first thing she was in. And he's from Chapman. So that was interesting. I was like, oh, that's cool.
Very good.
I guess I can support him here, making a movie. He's not from here, but he came here to go to Chapman. And I don't know. He's from Chapman. So that's but it's not my favorite horror movie. It's solid. It's fine. But there are definitely... have been better ones, including last week. I talked about Late Night with the Devil. I think it's a better one. If that's still there and you're choosing between those two movies. But, you know, I'm fine. Just keep making more of these movies. It's fine. It's only 90 minutes. I enjoyed it. And, you know, I think I said last week that I was jealous of the guy next to me had a beer watching the movie. So this time I was like, I'll get a beer this time. You know, it was $11.50 or something.
But, now the theater has you.
Yeah, I was like, I should do this. I should, you know, I should pay it back. You know, I've been...
Yeah, they're back in the green finally.
Yeah.
I'll buy them in the red for all this time.
I'll buy a beer here. I did end up having to go to the bathroom and missed a key plot point that I read in the Wikipedia later. Even though I was only gone for like 90 seconds, a very key plot point explaining what was going on. So I watched the final 20 minutes not knowing that part of it. So that's interesting, but... Yeah, that's the problem with you know, having a drink is you have to pee. You know, they don't put like toilets in the seats for you. And it's the next,
that'd be gross, Andy. Yeah. Are you kidding?
That was not a serious wild suggestion. Animal. Not a serious. But yeah, that's immaculate. It's still out now. But this week it might get replaced because there's The First Omen coming out, another nun movie. So
a lot of nun movies.
Yeah, nuns. People like them or hate them.
I remember I saw one in real life one time.
Yeah, they're driving. Real.
I didn't know they were until I saw... I thought they were just like in Europe or something. Yeah. Until I saw one driving down a...
They are worldwide.
Yeah. Remember when Loyola of Chicago like made the final?
Oh, yeah.
They had the nun?
Yeah.
Old lady?
But she wasn't dressed as a nun, though. No. This lady was dressed as a nun.
I don't think you wear that outside of the church.
Well, she was driving, so she was outside of the church.
Maybe she was going straight into the church, so she like had to...
Yeah, I mean, there's definitely some churches around.
You wear it in the airport. I've seen them in the airport.
Well, that's like military, too. Yeah, you got to wear it in the airport. And then.
Is that how it works?
Yeah.
I haven't seen one at, like, Costco or Trader Joe's.
Yeah, me either.
I don't know.
Yeah, they're rare to see. It's almost like getting a four-leaf clover or something like that, or catching a leprechaun. Things that just probably aren't going to happen.
Yeah, one of those is real, one's not, so.
Yeah.
And then that's for you guys to decide at home. I can go really quick just because it's nothing special, but, Andy and I have, kind of after the podcast, whatever, we've been throwing on some shows, but we've thrown on the Twilight Zone a couple times, which I always enjoy the Twilight Zone because it's so creepy, but they make it like almost like real enough to make you think. Obviously the one I'm about to tell you about is not, but I like the one that, and I know I've talked about it before in the past, but the mannequin one where they, there's a lady walking around and then she's doesn't realize that she was actually once a mannequin, and the mannequins get 1 month out of the year to be humans and live in the human life. And she forgot and she stayed a whole extra day. And the girl was nice about it. She could have been a lot more of a bitch about it, but she was nice and said, I'm already a day behind of my stuff I want to do. And yada yada. But again, she was took it like a champ, and then she wandered off, and who knows what she ended up doing. Also, I kind of think it's weird because, like, what if you these were good looking like girls? Like the mannequin that became got to be the mannequin next was I thought she was very attractive, and she was.
You're asking what's down there, isn't basically?
No. Yeah. What I was going to get at is like, what if she goes out and falls in love, or like some guy fall in love with her, and then
exactly
she's gone.
What's down there?
Yeah,
that's where we're all thinking, right?
Yeah. Well, I think they get to become real with real stuff going on.
I mean, that's what happened in the end.
But what if she gets pregnant, and then does she have that baby as the mannequin 9 months later?
That's horrifying.
That's how a Barbie doll is born.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I think we're onto something.
Yeah. So, sequel to that episode.
Nothing crazy. Just watched a couple episodes of that. But yeah, and like I said last week, I thought I had something on the list to talk about, but I can't remember, and now it's probably just lost in memory. Nothing important. I haven't, seen any big movies lately or anything like that. But yeah.
All right. Well, I can do what I recently watched on Netflix, and then Andy can close us out. I every now and then you get like an email, check out what's on Netflix, blah, blah, blah. And so I started scrolling, and it was from 2022, I think it's, top 10 on movies, or at least it was over the weekend. Mel Gibson is a radio host in downtown Los Angeles. On the
True.
Line is the film.
Okay.
And have either of you guys seen this?
No.
Okay. So he is a, midnight call-in host, radio guy, and he does a lot of pranks, and they have a new guy. Sound engineer coming aboard, and they do pranks, and then pretend fire him because he pretends to get offended. Blah blah blah. But
Mel Gibson, this doesn't sound like a Mel Gibson type role.
Yeah, well, it is.
Get angry at anyone?
Well, there's some people that call. Or a guy calls in, and he says he has his family. And,
yeah,
he
used to give him back
it's a
son.
Thriller, and so. He's on the phone line with this caller who has a lot of beef with him specifically, just through connections in the past. I'm trying to be very vague because I don't want to give anything away. There's a lot of twists and turns throughout the film. It's decent. It's a fine film to watch on Netflix. Similar to like Roadhouse, like I wouldn't go pay to see the new one in theaters, but I would watch it on Prime. I would watch this on my couch. I wouldn't go see this in theaters. It was fun. A good couple of twists at the end that, I kind of saw the first one. I was expecting the first one, I suppose, but the second one was pretty good. But yeah, it's definitely like a, an 8 or 10 cent film or whatever you want to call it. Spaghetti style, just quick. Let's make this movie. And, it's Mel Gibson. He's got the chops. So I enjoyed it enough. Again, probably 5 or 6 out of 10 on the scale. Hour 44. It's not your whole life taken from you. It's a fun thriller. So who doesn't like that?
I don't know.
I like him.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I feel like I've been on Netflix and I've seen Mel Gibson's face there, but it could be anything. And it wasn't painted blue, so I don't think it was Braveheart. But
no. Yeah. No. That would be raving about that movie, Andy. Come on.
So I got two more here. These are the two movies we already mentioned here in the draft here. So Ghostbusters Frozen Empire. I watched this last week. It came out a couple Fridays ago at this point now. It's a direct sequel to the last Ghostbusters movie, Ghostbusters Afterlife, which came out. Was supposed to come out during the pandemic summer, but got delayed to the next year. And, I think it was a success. It made decent money. People liked it, but it did have a bit of a backlash of people being like, it's a very different movie from the original Ghostbusters because it's, a PG-13 and it's about kids and it's not like four comedians joking around. But I thought it was successful in what it was doing, having to like change around the genre there. But in this new one, they kind of don't know what to do. Because it is a direct sequel. It does follow up with those characters. So the Spangler family. So the kids, including, the Stranger Things kid and Paul Rudd, they're back and they're in New York City working as Ghostbusters. But also Ernie Hudson is running a Ghostbusters lab with other people that we don't know about. And then Dan Aykroyd is still studying the occult.
Can we also talk about how Ernie Hudson is almost 80 years old and is in better shape than 99% of the American population?
They're showing the picture of the original Ghostbusters there together and being like, Ernie Hudson's the oldest one here. It's the other two don't look
as
good.
That is incredible. I just looked him up. 78 years old and great shape.
He could pass for 40.
Yeah. Well, I don't know about 40, but.
He has a quote that says, Ernie Hudson says it's nice to be noticed at age 78.
But yeah, Dan Aykroyd's back running the bookshop, and the kid who was named Podcast from the last one, who was supposed to be in Oklahoma, he's now working for him. And it's cool. The kid's name is Podcast. I think we're pro podcast on this podcast.
Should get him on the pod.
But it is kind of like really stuffed with a bunch of people here, and it's like, oh, everyone's back, including the side characters. They're all back. And obviously the old characters have to have bigger roles because they're on board. And, you know, William Atherton is now the mayor. He's got to be back. And there's just too much stuff. And then, yeah, you're adding in people. Like, part of the new Ghostbusters team is James Acaster, a British comedian who's pretty popular. And it's like, well, we got to get a new wave of comedians. You got Kumail Nanjiani. You got Patton Oswalt. And just like, there's too many people in this movie. It's just not. It's not focused enough on one storyline. So I feel like there's still something there that could have been good, but I don't think this movie is very good. It's like Paul Rudd is obviously the biggest star of the new cast, but his character doesn't make sense to be the main character here. But you do still want to give Paul Rudd enough scenes to be funny, but also then that's not really driving the story or what's going on with the characters. It's I don't know. I think it was a mistake. I think they should have refocused it. And I would say my favorite part of the movie was, the girl who was like the main character from the first one there, and Podcast and Dan Aykroyd work together to solve a ghost mystery. And they have to go to the library and do research and talk to this character. And it was like just those three characters focused on, you know, unraveling the ghost mystery. And it's like, that's what the movie should be. But there's like six other things going on and it doesn't really all work. The bad guy comes and the movie's over in like 10 minutes. It's like,
oh boy,
kind of one of those. Like, I mean, I guess the original movie is kind of like that where, you don't see the main bad thing until the end of it. But that was also the whole movie is them like building up the Ghostbusters and everything. But yeah, it's fine. I don't think this should kill the franchise. I think you could still do another thing like this. I do like the idea of just other ghost stories, other stories about spirits and ghosts and gods and whatever. There's a million things you can do like that and just have a group of people that have to solve it and, you know, turn the ghost back into a ghost or whatever happens.
I'll watch this in October on Stars.
Yeah, and it is a weird. It comes out in March. It takes place in the summer, but the premise is that this god freezes everything. So it's just like, I don't know when this was actually supposed to come out during Christmas time.
But seems like Dennis Quaid should be in this movie then. Frozen in New York.
There's a scene that is like almost identical to the scene from that movie where like the library is going to get frozen. They have to they have to outrun the ice.
Got to go get the penicillin off the tanker ship.
Yeah, I don't remember that part, but I believe you that happened.
The wolves. Come on, Andy.
I don't remember the wolves. I just remember like Jake Gyllenhaal had to run into like the library or something. The ice was
chasing. The lady has a cut on her leg.
I don't know.
She was not telling anyone about it and then she was dying.
That's like a zombie movie.
Yeah. Well, it was close. It was the day after tomorrow.
Yeah.
All right. Well, that was Ghostbusters.
Okay. Well, then I can close here with Godzilla X Kong, The New Empire. That's the title. And so in this one, it's following up the last Godzilla versus Kong movie. Some of the characters are returning from there, not all of them. But Rebecca Hall and Brian Tyree Henry, who shared zero scenes together in that movie, are now teaming up for this one. And they had to like explain like, hey, remember at the very end after the credits of that movie that we must have talked because we actually didn't meet each other in the previous movie. Like they had to explain that. I thought that was funny. But in this one, Kong is now roaming the Hollow Earth while Godzilla patrols the surface. And weird things start happening, and something's going on. They have to go down into the Hollow Earth, see what's going on. And there's a hidden tribe of other big apes, and maybe they're not so friendly. You know, Kong just wants to find a family, but maybe these guys aren't it. And Godzilla gets pissed off. He always hates all the other apes, but he's kind of cool with Kong. But as those other apes get out, Godzilla's going to have to do some damage. So Godzilla starts defeating other of the monsters to, like, level up, which is, like, I don't know how that's explained, but that's how it works, is if he beats another monster, he, like, gains more powers.
And, oh, come on, Andy. That's how life is.
That's how Godzilla's work. Right, very strange movie. It's not taking itself seriously at all. There's some cool stuff. Like, there's, like, a baby ape. But, of course, the baby ape is still, like, 100 feet tall. But, it's funny. It's like kind of like a kid character in a movie that's fun. And it's not talking, so it's not annoying. Godzilla becomes pink. Stuff like that happens.
Was there Barney all of a sudden?
No, just his scales become pink, like the little, like, back ones.
Yeah.
So he's still like a lizard, but he glows.
You're a lizard, Harry.
Yeah. I don't know. It's a crazy movie. It's fun to watch, but it's nonsense. I don't think it's as good as the last one, but they're doing it. And I feel like this is also cheaper. I feel like, hey, these idiots will watch anything. We don't have to make the CGI as good this time. And they're probably right. This movie's going to be a big hit.
Are you calling yourself an idiot, Andy?
Yeah, I think when it comes to like watching big monkey punch big triceratops, and then other big monkey comes, and then that's cool. Like, I don't need much more than that. Kong gets a robot glove because he hurts his hand.
Yeah, he looks like a transformer.
Yeah, they build him a big like glove, and it's like, no, that's cool. That's a good idea. But yeah, this franchise is so strange that like this is actually the same Godzilla from the Bryan Cranston movie, which was like a very serious movie about like what the human response to that and what do we do, and Godzilla's barely shown, and it's kind of horrifying, the damage. And then in this movie, it's like there's a scene where Godzilla just drives through, like, he's not even trying to hurt people. He's just navigating, and he just goes through like 7 bridges in like Rome and just destroys them. And it's like, we know in reality, like, if a bridge gets collapsed by a giant moving object, that it's a huge fucking deal that we talk about for years. And Godzilla's just like, nah, I'll just kill all these people. Like, I'm just trying to get here. So, and yeah, they break the pyramids too. It's like, is that cool? Are we cool with that? Like, I don't know.
We should.
It was cool to watch. And I feel like the Transformers broke the pyramids too. So I'd rather let Kong break the pyramids than anyone else.
Napoleon shot a cannon at one of them.
Yeah, but he didn't destroy it. And that was real life too.
I don't think so. There's any evidence that he actually shot a cannonball at a pyramid.
What about he uncovered that mummy?
That I don't know. Yeah. Probably did that.
But no, the history of these movies is strange. That the director of this one and the last one, Adam Wingard, had a start in like small horror movies, along with his writing partner, who's credited on this movie. Like they create. We talk about the VHS movies all the time. They created that franchise. They are super big in the like indie horror scene, and now they make these big movies. The last Godzilla movie, like the last solo Godzilla movie, was directed by the guy who made Krampus. So it's like they just handed over this franchise to like indie horror guys. Very, very weird. And it's become kind of a joke, but it's a good joke.
Very good.
So that's where I am with this. Keep making them.
I don't know. These kind of movies, and more so the ape movies specifically, but they always kind of pit humans as the bad people. And I don't like seeing them like attack apes, mostly like the ones that are normal size, because animals over humans for the most part. So I don't really jive with these a whole lot.
No, not in this one. There's no bad humans. Always another. Well,
I watched one of these where they like fell on a aircraft carrier boat or something. This is a ton.
That was the last Godzilla versus Kong. They were trying to transport Kong and across the ocean, and Godzilla didn't like that, so he fought him.
No, he shut that down.
Yeah.
I don't know. There's plenty of stuff to watch, so I don't know. I've been getting better at not needing to finish or watch everything just because it's available.
Well, I have the opposite opinion, so.
You see everything.
Yeah.
You are the Andy man. All right. Well, anything else to add?
No, we're good.
All right. Well, that'll wrap up episode 370 of the Tony Steak Podcast. I'm Sean, and joined with me, we had Off-Road Andy.
Thank you.
And Tony Katz.
Yes, thank you for listening.
We'll see you later.